May one use a peeler on Shabbos? Peelers were made to help ease the function of removing a peel from a fruit or vegetable. And the question is asked whether one may use a peeler to peel his fruits and vegetables on Shabbos or not. What melacha does using a peeler touch upon? It touches upon the melacha of Beirer. We all know that the melacha of Beirer selecting involves separating two things from each other, something that is wanted versus something that is not wanted. And it is only permitted to select on Shabbos in a method of eating and not in a method of work, which Chazal defined as meaning that one must always take the good from the bad for right away use, using his hands or a non-selecting device such as a fork or spoon. This is where the question comes up regarding using a peeler. A peeler is not a fork. A peeler is a selecting device, a device that was created and manufactured for the sake of peeling, of separating a peel from its fruit. This loses one of the three conditions necessary to allow selecting on Shabbos. And a lack of one of these conditions can define it as a biblical transgression. Now, although we've already lost one condition, and that is that you have to take the good from the bad, and here we're taking the peel from the fruit, this is simply because there's no other way to do it. By a peel surrounding a fruit, you can't remove the fruit from the peel. So the way of eating in this case is to remove the peel from the fruit, the bad from the good. So that doesn't transgress one of the conditions, even though technically you're not removing the good from the bad. However, when it comes to how you remove it, in what method, you have a choice. You can use a knife, you can use your hands, you can use your teeth. You don't have to use a peeler, which is a designated selecting device, which clearly transgresses the third condition. So what is the ruling? So regarding fruits and vegetables that contain peels that are not edible, people don't eat these peels, they throw them out. Then it is usur to use a peeler on Shabbos to peel these fruits and vegetables. So rules the Iglei Tal in Meleches Beirer Halacha 6, brought in the Ktzeis HaShulchan and other Paiskim, and so is obvious from all the rules of Beirer that are taught in chapter 3:19 and the end of 3:21 in Shulchan Aruch. And this prohibition would be a biblical prohibition of using a peeler. Thus, we can already exclude from our list carrots, oranges, grapefruit, kiwis, and all fruits and vegetables of the like, which majority of people peel and remove prior to eating. It is forbidden in HaTorah to use a peeler for such fruits and vegetables. Now let's touch upon fruits and vegetables that are edible. Do they still retain the Beirer restrictions or not? So at first one would think, what's the problem? We know there's a rule in Beirer, which is the prohibition of selecting only applies to a mixture of two different items. But if you have the same exact item just twice, like two pieces of a cucumber, then there's no Beirer restriction. And so to here, it's all one food. So if the apple is edible and the peel is edible, people eat it, then there's no Beirer restrictions and you should be allowed to peel using a peeler and for later use, etc., without abiding by the Beirer restrictions. On the other hand, one can say perhaps a peel is a little different, as when people peel fruits and vegetables, they usually throw it out. So even if at times people eat it with the peel, at times people throw it out and treat it as something that is not actual food, but rather psoilus and inedible. So practically this matter is a major debate amongst the Paiskim. We have a list of Paiskim who rule that it is asur min HaTorah to peel any fruit or vegetable, irrelevant of whether it's eaten with the peel by majority of people or isn't eaten with the peel by majority of people, using a peeler or for later use, and one must abide by all the Beirer restrictions. So rules the Magen Avraham in 3:21:19, and a court, and his opinion holds the El Yerabot, the Sefer Shabbos, the Mishneh Brura, the Aruch Haschaim, the name Ariar, the Igros Meshe, Oz Nidbru, and other Mepeiske Derein. And in their opinion, you can never use a peeler on Shabbos. On the other hand, we have a list of poskim who argue and say that if majority of people usually eat the fruit with the peel, then there's no iser to peel it with a peeler, as there's no bayer restrictions in such a case. So rules the Prima Gadim in 321.30, the Igle Tal, Bayer Malacha 6, Shvisas HaShabbos, the Kaf HaChaim, the Ktzeis HaShulchan, which was a major Chabad Pesach, and Shmir Shabbos Kilchas in chapter 3, Halacha 34. Practically, what do you do? So practically, those who are stringent are doing a proper act, being stringent regarding a machlekes in a biblical matter, but those who are lenient have upon whom to rely, and each person is to ask his rav. Nonetheless, whatever one chooses to do, if he chooses to be lenient, he must verify beforehand, before he uses the peeler, that in truth the status of this fruit or vegetable in this country is to be eaten by majority of people together with the peel. Otherwise, according to all, it would carry a biblical prohibition. And this then touches on the question of whether you can peel cucumbers. Some communities, some societies eat cucumbers with the peel. Some are always particular to remove the peel. So depending on where you live would determine whether it's permitted according to the lenient approach to peel cucumbers using a peeler, and must verify this matter before using it. Regarding a person who is finicky and is particular to always peel all of his fruits and vegetables, it is debated amongst today's poskim as to whether the leniency of the lenient approach applies to such a person by fruits and vegetables that their peel is eaten by majority of people. It goes without saying that fruits that are not eaten with their peel by majority of people may never be peeled with a peeler, even by one who is not particular in this, and he does eat the fruits and vegetables with the peel. We nullify his opinion to the majority, and the biblical prohibition remains. Regarding using a peeler on Shabbos Pesach, in which many Yidden are particular to not peel, to not eat anything with a peel, so they peel even fruits and vegetables that normally would be eaten with a peel, seemingly the leniency of the lenient approach would apply in such a case, and thus those who are lenient to peel such fruits and vegetables on Shabbos during the rest of the year may continue to be lenient on Shabbos Pesach. So to summarize in two sentences, is it permitted to use a peeler on Shabbos? The answer is as follows. Fruits and vegetables, the majority of people are particular to remove their peel prior to eating? The answer is no, and it's biblically forbidden. Fruits and vegetables, the majority of people commonly eat together with the peel. It is debated amongst the poskim. It is proper to be stringent. One who is lenient has upon whom to rely, and each person should ask his rav.